Let us again start from the Gemara's Kashe of Beis Amed Beis. You'll see there's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos Pshat in the Gemara. Let us just a while learn the Gemara, Alibe the Rashi, and then we'll come to Tosfos. The middle of the Amid, Leimo Masnisin Deloike Sumches. L'chayre, our Mishneh is not going alibe de sumches. Dike sumches ha'omar momen amutal besofik chilkim b'loi shvue. Sumches holds a case sheir shenogach esapora v'nimtza ubra b'tzido. A sheir was negeyach apora muberes. And afterwards, we see that the Vlad is dead. And we do not know how did this Vlad die. Did the Vlad die because of the Negiche? And therefore, the Baal HaSheir is mechuyev to pay for the Hezek HaVlad. Or did the Vlad die before the Negiche? The Pore, due to the fear that the Pore was afraid of the sheir that was chasing her. She was mapple the vlad, and then the Baal HaSheir is potter to pay. We don't know, does the Baal HaSheir, is the Baal HaSheir mechuyev to pay for the vlad? Is he not mechuyev to pay for the vlad? So Sumchis holds, Momin ha-mutl besofik chilkim b'loi shvui. So you say chalukah, I don't know, does he owe, doesn't he owe? So he pays for half of lot. And the din chaluke is without a shvuah. And here in our Mishnah it says, shnayim oichsim betales, here it says that we make a chaluke with a shvuah. So it seems that our Mishnah is not like sumchis. So the Gemara says, fine, it's not like Sumchis. Vela mai Rabbono. So our Mishnah is going according to the Rabbono. Ho omri yameitzi mechaveiroi olav araye. The Rabbono hold over there. Since the Baal HaSheir is a murzik b'momoinoi, and is a suffix, does he owe money to the Baal HaPore? Doesn't he owe money to the Baal HaPore? So therefore, the Chachamim hold, listen, the Baal HaSheir is a murzik, misafik, you cannot be mighty mumin from the Baal HaSheir. And we'll see the Lashon of Rashi, that Rashi means, so here also there should be a din of ha-mighty mechaveiroi olav haraye, and the din should be, since both of them are holding the talis, so each one is a murzik in the talis. Reuven is holding the talis, so Shimon should not be able to have a chelik in the talis, because Reuven is a murzik in the whole talis. Reuven is holding the talis. Shimon is holding the whole talis, so Reuven can't have a chelik in the talis. So if it's going according to the Rabbonon, that you say, ha-moitzi mechaveirei olav araye, so both of them here are murzokim, so you should say, yeimunach. So the din should be that no one should get it. I don't understand. You have a problem with Sumchis. Sumchis says Chilkim. So you say, but our Mishnah is not like Sumchis because our Mishnah says Chilkim b'shvui and Sumchis says Chilkim b'loi shvui. So the Gemara says, no, so it's going according to the Rabbana, according to the Rabbana, not shvui is the problem. Chilkim is the problem. The din should be Yehi Munach. So the Gemara says, "Hi, my, no, no, no. According to the Rabbonon, it's gewaldic. According to the Rabbonon, the din chilkim b'shvue is very understandable. Yamrit b'shloim Rabbonon. Hosam the loytovsi tovayu. In the case of Shosh and Ogech HaSapore, there's one muzik. The Baal HaSheir is a muzik. So memele, the light of sitavayu, elochat is one muzik. Omru Rabbonon, ha-moitzim mechaveir olav araye. that the Baal HaSher is a muzik, you want to take away from the Baal HaSher, you have to bring a raya. Hoche de tavayu tofsi, since both are holding it, so you cannot say that Reuven is a moitzi mechaveire from Shimon, because Reuven is also holding it. You can't say Shimon is a moitzi mechaveire from Reuven. You can't say Shimon is a moitzi mechaveire from Reuven because Shimon is also holding it. So here there's no moitzi mechaveire. Each one is tofus in the talus. No, it's mechusa geveinem. It's not the musig of a moitzi mechaveire. It's mechusa geveinem. So here with a shmua we can give him. So according to the logic of the Chachamim, when there's a complete muzik, you say, yeah, it should be by the muzik. When there's a partial muzik, so we say, so to take away this partial muzik, with a birur of shmua will be sufficient. Because in Yesod, each one is a muzik. So according to the Rabbonim, the din chilkim v'shmua is gewaldig. But let's get back to what I asked. Ela yamre tzumches, but not according to tzumches. Uma hashte, uma hosem deloy tovsi tovayu. There's one muzik. Is chilkim beloy shvue, there's one muzik. Vafal pikein anad geiris the muzik. And I say, you say chilkim without a shvue. I say a psak of chilkim, and they don't have to be mevara. They don't have to swim. Hochid the tavayu tovsilo fakert. Here both of them are muzakim bekuloi. So memele, each one has a tvis in the whole talis. And so avada givishi should say chilkim beloy shmua. Here is much better than over there. Leikoshke. That's my kasha according to sumches. Should say here zicher chilkim beloy shmua. Let us again see the lashon of Rashi, because we will see later, as the ship progresses, the Rashba and Taisus had a different mahalach in this Gemara. Kisumches bababakame gabisher shenogach asapore v'nimtza ubra betzida. All of a raya be'edim. You have to bring a raya with edim to take away from a muzik. V'iloi. But if you don't have edim, legovi midi. V'hocha chelkim bishvuet. So here the kasha is, according to the Chachamim, it's also no good. There to take away from a muzik, you need edim. And here it's chilkim b'shvua. You don't say a moitzi mechaveir olavara. You don't need a birur of edim. A shvua is sufficient. Hachi garsina. Yamrit b'shloim rabbono. Hosam d'loi topsi tavayu omu rabbono. Ochid topsi tavayu palgi b'shvua. So over here, tavayu tovsi, according to the Rabbonon, there's no problem. It's not called Shimon is taking away from Reuven, because Shimon is also a muzik in the talis. And Reuven is not taking away from Shimon, because Reuven is also a muzik in the talis. So therefore, b'shvua palgila, so it's not necessary to bring a raya be'edim that is Reuven's or Shimon's, because each one is a tofus and the talus. So there's a necessity of shvua. Given the mechasa geveina b'mashe chaveirei tofus, that's considered of taka aima tofus, but he's also a tofus. So there's missing a gviyah. It's considered I'm taking away a little. Reuven is taking away a little from Shimon, because Shimon is also a tofes bekulo. The high tofes bekulo, the high tofes bekulo. So memele. So even though Reuven is a muzik, but Shimon is also a tofes. Is like kimlu la rabbonan lohitzi mame mecheskose bechdi. That means, theoretically, I could say Reuven is a muzik lamais, he's a tofes. But since the tvisa of Shimon is megareya, a little the tvisa of Reuven, so we say, so let Reuven swear. Rekimlo rabono loitzi momen mecheskose bechdiken emrinen hosom, is la rabono de boi iraye, itzrichu shvue. There we don't say that the Murzik wins, because this Murzik is Mechusa Gevayne. So he said, let the Murzik be Mavara with a Shvue. But according to Sumches, we have a Kasha. So the Gemara says, Afilu Taimo Sumches. Ki Omar Sumches Shemo Veshemo. When did Sumches say that you say chilkim without a shvue b'shemo b'shema? Avol bori u bori loy oma. Now let us understand what the Gemara is saying now. The Gemara is saying amuridiki yisod, and we're learning now according to Rashi. The Gemara is saying as follows: Be'etzem by asher shenoga chesapore. I don't know. Is the bal asher chayev? Is the bal asher pota? I don't know. Nobody knows. They're also Shema v'Shema. So, Tzumchus holds, Misafik Yisei Chilkim. So, Me'iker Adin, Mitzad the Safik Yisei Chilkim. What should I do? I can't do anything. I can't say Chilkim Mitzad the Tzdodei HaSafik, so I say Chilkim. I can't say swear. No one knows what happened. So, finish. Over here is Bori Yubori. So, each one is tiny. So, let's be Matal HaShvua. Maybe you say you know. You say you know that you picked it up first. Swear that you picked it up first. Here I can enhance my chalukah by saying, be mevara with a shvua. If it's a shema of a shema, you can't swear. So me'iker adin, the din is, you say chalukim. But if I can chaparayim a shvua, I have everything to gain and nothing to lose by bori yabori. I tell them, look, you say you picked it up, you say you picked it up, fine. So, Mikra, then I understand we would say Chilkim. But you say you picked it up. Swear that you picked it up. So swear that half is yours. Swear that half is yours. And I can gain from this Shavua. Maybe I tell him to swear. Maybe he won't swear. So that's the tenets of the Gemara. Afilu Taima Sumchis, Kiyama Sumchis, Shema V'Shema. Avol Bori U'Bori Loyoma. But bori bori, you have I can enhance the chalukah through a birur of shvua. Let them swear. Frag the Gemara. It's not so poshut. Ulerabe baravune de omar sumches afilu bori bori. Ma'ika lemeima. Rabe baravune said that sumches said by shir shenogach esapor, and the Baal Asher says I saw clearly that the pore was mapple before the negicha. I was standing there, I saw clearly. The balapore says, I saw clearly that the pore was mapple because of the negicha. And both of them are there. And Rabbi Baravune says, you say chokim, without a shvur. So you see, your svore is wrong. You just told me, listen, if I could be matal ashvu on the balei dvorim, I have everything to gain and nothing to lose. So let's chaparayin ashvu. Rabbi Baravuna says, not like that. Rabbi Baravuna says, even though it's bori yabori, you say chilkim, without ashvu. So we're back to the kasha. So we have a kasha. Here in our Mishneh, we say chilkim with ashvu. And by shir shenogach hasapora, we say chilkim without ashvu. That's the kasha. So the Gemara says, Afilu Taima Sumchis, no, our Mishnah can go according to Sumchis. Ki Omar Sumchis, Heicho de Ike, Drore de Mamoine. When did Sumchis say, Chilkim without a Shvue, when there is a Drore de Mamoine? Aval Heicho de Leke, Drore de Mamoine, when there's no Drore de Mamoine, Loi. Then, Sumchis holds, you do have to swear. Now let us see Rashi. I'd like to say Rashi's pshat is very, very difficult. Rishonim eskan Rashi, Dachonim eskan Rashi. Rashi is very schwer. I would like to perhaps say a pshat in Rashi to understand Shitas Rashi. But let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi. Shema v'shema, ki hoso diktoni nimtso ubro v'tzido. Ve'en yodua, we do not know. Im ad sheloi yoldo nokro. I don't know if the negicha was before the lady, and then it comes out that the bala shoyer brought about, the shoyer brought about the negicha. Im misheyoldo nokro, or the negicha was after the lady. Le meisav lad machmas negicha. Elo meyelo. Bekiven the chol chad shema toin. Leka lemirmei alayu shvur. So you can't make a shvur because no one knows. So there you say chilki. The rabbi baravune beperik hashoyel lekamo. So the Gemara says, over there by Shoshanogach Esaporim, you do not swear because there is a drore de mamayna. So what is the taich drore de mamayna? Rashi says, chesorin moment. There is a chesorin moment. She'im yifra ze sheloi kedin. If this one will pay sheloi kedin, havi chesorin moment. Vim nifterenu sheloi kedin, nimtso ze chosor vlad porosoi. Now we have to understand what Rashi is saying. But let us first give a little hakdome, the mahalach of Rashi. Rashi is saying as follows. We had in the beginning of the Beis Omed Beis, the Gemara told us a metzia is not considered a chesoren moment. And we'll see, Sheir Shenogach Esapora is considered a chesoren moment. Now, I think Rashi means to say as follows. When I am matel ashvur, sumchis holds, meikar adin, and we see meikar adin, sumchis holds, yisei chelkim, vohoraye, by shema v'shema. If no one knows what happened, you say chilkim. So we see clearly, the din is mechayev chalukim. I don't need birurim. I'm finished. I have two tzodim, was mishenok choyoldo, acheloi nok choyoldo, I have two tzodim, meiker adin, I say chilkim. In the Gemara, estakashe, here also, meiker adin, I should say chilkim. Shtayim oichzim betalus, meiker adin, I should say chilkim. Here I'm full. No. I'll enhance the chalukah with a shvur. I'll enhance the chalukah with a shvur. So I might gain something. Could be if I tell him to swear. The one who's a liar might not swear. So let's enhance the chalukah over there. That was the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara said as follows: when you're matel a shvur, there's a maila with the shvua, and there's a problem with the shvua. What's the problem with the shvua? The problem with the shvua is, you can have a frum person, you tell him to swear, listen, I know I'm right, but the shvua is a very scary thing. I don't want to swear. So now, so a shvua, you're frum, you're being matel a shvua, a bigger bira. But leidach gise, by being matel a shvua, you might make that the person who's taki right might lose. He's frum. He doesn't want to swear. So now, before we see the loshna of Rashi, let's work backwards. By metzia, let's say, between you and me, Reuven says, I picked it up first. Shimon says, I picked it up first. Between you and me, Reuven picked it up first. But Reuven picked it up first. So we go over to Reuven, swear, a kaponim swear that half is yours, swear that you picked it up first. I won't swear. I won't swear. I wanted to enhance the chalukah. I wanted a bira. Reuven won't swear. Now, by saying, making a shvuah, is there a calamity in this? A fellow Reuven won't swear, he won't lose anything. This whole thing of a metziah was bechinam baloi, va'af baloi toira. That means, a fellow I tell them to swear, I have everything to gain, and there's not too much to lose. That means, if one tak is a liar, and he won't swear, it's gewaldig. So by telling them to swear, I'll be mevarer, who's telling the truth, is not telling the truth. Le'idach gise, if one, by telling them to swear, the frumer will not swear, so he's not losing anything. Yeah, the metziah was his, but that's not called a chesaron moment. Rashi said in the beginning of, einai mavsit klum, he's not losing anything. Theoretically, that's not called losing, even though halachically it is, but it's not called there was a loss. Bechinam boloi, bapoloi teirach. So by mitziah, I have everything to gain and nothing to lose. I'll tell them, rabbis, I swear. So if there's a liar over here, so okay, the liar won't swear. I'll be mevarer the suffix. So by telling them to swear, I can gain from it. What'll be if the frumer won't want to swear? It's not a calamity. He's not losing anything. There, it's kedai. When there's no chesaron moment, when there's no hefsed moment, then bezin can be flown. Then bezin can be flown. But sheir shen nogach es apora. Let's say the baal hasheir knows that the taka that his sheir was the hapola was before the negiha. You tell the baal hasheir, are you standing? Swear, I won't swear. I won't swear. So what's gonna do? You won't swear, so you pay. You pay. The other guy is a sheir. The other guy is a bori. He says, yeah, it was after the negiha was mappled. So you pay. So I'll pay. An 8 year, yes, I'll pay. So what did I accomplish, my flumkai? I accomplished, that means me'iker adin, he wasn't mechuyif to pay this half. I mean, half we say he should pay. But the other half, he wasn't mechuyif to pay. I told him to swear, and now he won't want to swear, so I'll pay the other half. So I, because of my frumkeit, I made a person lose money. That means me, kadin, I can make chalukah without a shvuah. Now I want to be frum, I want to be mahadr the chalukah. Your hiddur, your frumkeit is because of this hiddur, you can be goyim that someone will lose money. So there, chazal wa oimet ali karadin. Don't be so frum. If you're going to be frum, you can be make someone lose money. By mitziah, no one's going to lose money. Afilu, the right one won't swear. He won't have a hefsed moment. Bechinam boloi, boloi teirech. So there, it's kedai to be frum. That means me'ikar adin, sumchus holds, you make chalukah without a shvuah. The proof is shema v'shema. No, you want to be mahadr to make a shvuah. So I'll tell you. By mitziah, there's no hefsed moment. We'll make yidurim. We'll make frumkeit. There's no hefsed moment. By shesh shenogach hasapor, there's a hefsed moment. So by making a chiyuv shvuah, you can make someone lose money. He won't swear, and he'll pay shaloi kedin. So there, they didn't want to. That's the teretz of the Gemara. Now let us see Rashi. I think that is pshat in Rashi. The rore de mamayne by shesh shenogach hasapor, there's a chesaron moment. Sheim. That means the din is, he doesn't have to pay the other half. If because of the shvuah, he'll have to pay the other half, have a chesaron moment. So, I made him lose money. Or the other way around, vim niftarenu shaloi kedin, that means he wants to swear, but the baal hapora doesn't want to swear. Nim says, echoser vlad porosoi. So making achiv shvua is a scary affair. I don't need it, meikaradin. Meikaradin is a yachloika without a shvua. So by making achiv shvua, I could be misaviv a hefsid moment. Could be not. Could be he will swear. Aba al kaponim, there's a possibility, im yifrazeh shel if, there's an if, maybe he'll have to pay shaloika din. He won't want to swear. And the din is, he didn't have to pay, but if he doesn't want to swear, he'll have to pay. Yifrazeh shel oikedin, or yifrazeh shel oikedin, the balapora won't want to pay. So Memele, their chazal said, listen, this frumkeit, you have to be shoykel. This frumkeit could be misaviv a hefsed moment. Forget about it. Don't be frum. Go according to the Ikar Adin, make chaluka. So therefore, some chesed over there, you make chaluka. Masha enke by mitziyah, there's no hefsed moment. So here, I have everything to gain and nothing to lose. Let them swear. So if there's a liar here and he won't swear, it's gewaldic. So I was mevaredid in Torah. If there's a fruma that won't want to swear, but there's no hefsed moment, because Metzi is no hefsed moment. That's the teretz of the Gemara. That, ki yomar sumcha said, you don't swear, heichadike dror de mamayne. Avol heichadileke dror de mamayne, loy. Fine. Zuk the Gemara, Rabbi Sai, this svore that you just said, this svore is punfaker. And shuldik, I wish to disagree with you. The lav kalvachaymo. Uma hosam de ike drora de mamoina lemar. There'll be a hefsid mamin lemar. The ike drora de mamoina lemar. And there'll be, or there could be a hefsid mamin to the other one. The ike lemaima kula lemar. The ike lemaima kula lemar. And there, really, it's either he pays everything or he pays nothing. This, the psak is not an emissary psak. Omar sumchis momen amutl besofek chilkim beloy shvue. Hochid de leka drore de momoine. Here there's no hefsid momen. And the ikel amemet the tavaya he loy kolshkein. Now let us see Rashi what the Gemara is asking. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says as follows. The svore that you just said, that was, but that by shesh and ogechasa poret, since there's a hefsid moment, we won't be frum, we won't be matala shvur. Vrek the Gemara and shuldik, the svore is punfakel. Uma hosom de ike drore de moine, eze mehem shemavsid achatzi, sheloike din, ato mechasroi momen. So the Gemara says, over there, what did you say? Chilkim. You said chilkim. Now each one says they know what happened. The Baal Asher says he knows what happened. The Baal Apora says he knows what happened. Now, between you and me, you are paskening that one is going to lose a half. He's going to lose a half. Either the Baal Asher pays Shalokedin, or the Baal Apora will not be completely paid Shalokedin. That's klo. Your psak is chilkim, and your psak is that one of the two is going to lose for sure. One of the two is going to lose. With a shvue, I could prevent this. Maybe the shakrin won't swear. That means you're talking about hefsid momen, and you looked at hefsid momen. Well, since there's hefsid momen, maybe the emissary guy won't want to swear. I'm looking at it differently. If Rabbi said, since there's a vaday hefsed moment over it, not if he won't swear there'll be a hefsed moment. There is a hefsed moment here. Each one, the one of them, not each one, one is losing half. One is losing half. Either the Baal Asher is paying Shalokedin or the Baal Apor is not being paid. And I could prevent this with a shvuah. I could prevent this with a shvuah. And I say, no. I won't swear. Forget, if you're looking with hefsid momen, that is the best reason that we should swear. Number one. And number two, That means, first of all, if you're worried about Hefsed Mammon is a sibe that we should swear, that he shouldn't have to lose money. That's als the svar of Hefsed Mammon. And number two, the psak is a falsche psak. Void al kochach ikule demar. So memeile, I'm paskening a falsche psak. Forget about Hefsed Mammon. But the psak is a falsche psak. So did zicher be a svore to swear that maybe I can get an emissar psak. Void al kochach ikule demar. So that means there are two factors in the case of Sher Shenogach HaSapore to say Chilkin B'Shvuah. Number one, you mentioned there's a Hefsed Mammon over there, and one is losing money, so let's swear maybe we can prevent this Hefsed. And number two, the Psak is a falsche Psak, what we're making, because it's not the MS. It's either he owes in Gansel and he doesn't know anything. The Psak is a falsche Psak. And Shvuah could rectify this. And Sumcha said, no, you don't have to swear. Finished. Here I have two reasons not to have to swear. First of all, no one is losing money. Number one, and it could very well be the psak is an emissar psak. The ikalameima, the tavayu bahadi adodi yaglu. It could very well be that both of them picked it up together, so it could be the psak is an emissar psak. So the psak of Chalukya could be is an emissar psak. There's no Hefsed Mammon over here. And here all of a sudden I got for him, oh, I have to be mevarer this, I have to be matal shvuah. So the Gemara says, fakel, the seichel is mamish pun fakel. The seichel is, these svaras that you're saying, that is a bigger svara, not to swear, in the case of sumchis, and to swear over here, and shudik, the svara is punfakel. Since over there, there's a hefsed moment, someone is losing, so adarab, let's try to prevent this hefsed. Let's be matal shvuah. Number one, and number two, since we're making zikr afal shepsat, by saying chalukya, so let's swear that we should be able to make an emissar psak. So sayalz the svara of hefsed mammon and sayalz that's a psak. It would zicha be kedai to make a shvuah. Vav al pikein sumcha said you don't have to make a shvuah. So over here there's no hefsed mammon. No one's losing money over here. The whole thing is not a calamity. The stakes aren't big. There's no calamity over here. Number one. And number two, could be the psak is an emissar psak. Could be both are picked up. V'basachas. And here you're from. Let's be mevara more. It doesn't make sense. That is the Gemara's kasha. That is Shitas Rashi. Now, let us go back to the Gemara, and we will see there's another Mahalach in the Gemara, and we'll see Tosfos learned like this Mahalach. Let us go back to the beginning of the Gemara. Leima masnisen deloy kesumches. Let's go back to the Gemara. Let's say our Mishnah is not like Sumchis. The Ike Sumchis, Ha'oma Momen Hamutal Besafik Chilkim B'loy Shvuah. So the Mishnah is not going like Sumchis, because according to Sumchis, you don't have to swear. And our Mishnah says you have to swear. Ve'elo Mai Rabbonon, Ha'omri Hamoitzi Mechaveiroi Olav Horai. So the Gemara says, what? It's going according to the Rabbonon? The Rabbonon hold, Hamoitzi Mechaveiroi Olav Horai. So I'd like to say over the Loshon of the Rashba. Had the Rashba learned Pshat in this Gemara, got another Pshat in the Gemara. The Rashba says Pshat in the Gemara as follows. The Rashba says, the kasalke daitach de makshe, the masnisen nami, mai de tofis haidi day, u mai de tofis haidi day. The Gemara understood, shnayim oichsim betalis, that if two people are holding it, so we say it's both of theirs. They both come into Bezen. So Keilu, Reuven is a Murzik in half the talus. Shimon is a Murzik in half the talus. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, you have a problem with Sumcha. Sumcha says Chilkin Beloy Shvuim. And then here says Chilkin Beshvuim. In fact, the Gemara, I have the same problem according to the Rabbonon. Why is it Chilkin Beshvuim? The Rabbonon hold Hamaitzim Echaveri Olavarai. So what's the case of the Rabbonon? According to the Rabbonon, Sher Shadogach HaSapore, Baal Asher is a Muzik. Finished. You say something's wrong, you have to bring a Raya. Does the Muzik have to swear? No. I'm a Muzik. I don't have to do anything. Hamaitzim Echaveri Olavarai. I don't have to do anything. I'm a Muzik. Frag the Gemara, by Shnayim Oichsim Betalas, each one is a Muzik and a half. I assume that half is his. This Bemison was like the Lashon of Tosis, that Beis Medal. I assume half is Reuven, half is Shimon. Reuven is a Murzik and a half. Shimon is a Murzik and a half. So the Rabban hold a Meitz Mechaveri Olavaraya. So Memela, so the din should be that Reuven should get his half without a Shvur, and Shimon should get his half without a Shvur. So you have a problem with the Shvur according to Sumchis, it doesn't stem. Zaktigma, according to the Rabbanon, you have the same problem. The din shvur doesn't stem according to the Rabbanon also. Each one is a muzik in half. So mamela, you should say, emaitzim mechaver alo barai, I'll take this half, you'll take this half, why do you have to swear? This is the lashon of the Rashba. The kesal kedaitach de makshe, de masnisin nami, my de tofis haidi day, or my de tofis haidi day, Uchilu nechlik akvar, kilu, the talus is already divided already. V'chol echad murzik v'oimid b'machtzisoy. Each one is a murzik in half. V'nimtza kol echad b'lohitzi mechaveroi oisei ha-machtzis shetachas yodi. That means Reuven is coming to Shimon, give me your half. So Shimon says, I should give you my half. Amitzi mechaveroi lo v'ray. I don't have to give you my half. V'kibin shekein, tzorich lehovi raya, v'mashe v'yad chavera. You want to take away Shimon's half? You bring a raya. V'ad sheloi hevi raya, ain't chavera chayv los is loy klum. He doesn't have to give him anything. V'esik shvue ain't kan klal. So why does Reuven have to swear? Why does Shimon have to swear? Takev, you're saying according to the Rabbanon, you understand everything. I'm shuldig. According to the Rabbanon, I have the same problem you have according to Sumchis. Reuven is a muzik and a half, Shimon is a muzik and a half, and you say, I'm mighty mechaveri all of a raya, so Reuven shouldn't have to swear, and Shimon shouldn't have to swear. That was pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Not like kashi, that the kasha was a shibi yehe munach. There was a kasha on chilkim. According to the Rashba, according to Tosfos, the kasha was, just like you don't understand this, there should be a shvu according to Sumchis, according to the Rabban, and there also shouldn't be a shvu. That's the Gemara's kasha. Ve'ikir kushosei gam kel rabbonu machmas ha-shvui. That's the Gemara's kasha. According to rabbonu, it's also shver. Uporik, i'amret b'shloima rabbonu. No. It's not like that. Hosam d'lei tofsi lo tovayu ele kule b'yad ha'echad legamri. The case of Shoyer shenogach ha'saporem. So the Baal Asher is murzik legamri. He's a complete murzik. Havle idach amayitz mechaveroi v'olav haray. So mameyle, he's a murzik legamri. So, fashteitzach, you want to take away from him, you have to bring a ray. He doesn't have to do anything. Aval kan tavayu tofsi, veineno muchlekes. It's not like it's completely divided already. It's a clear-cut case before they come to Bezen. There's a din toir over here. Vatayin misatzmen bo. There's still a fight over here. Zoi mekula shali, ubecheskosi, vizoi mekula shali, ubecheskosi. So the Gemara says it's not a clear-cut case when two people come to Bezen, so Bezen says Reuven is a muzik in half, and Shimon is a muzik in half, and Shuldik is a din teir over here.
Ruben says Kulishli, Shimon says Kulishli. So he's not a Muzik Lagamri, they're both Miss Atzman and the whole Talis. So therefore, you have to be Mavaro with a Shvuah. That was the Shakla Vitaria of the Gemara. The Gemara and the Havamina held, each one was a Muzik in a head. So the Gemara had a problem, so why do you have to swear according to the Chachamim? And the Gemara answered, it's not so posh that each one is a Muzik in the half. They're misatzim in the whole palace. He says, Kulishli. We need a birur over here. So Memela, so that is why. Forget, let's swear. That is how the Rashba learns Pshat in the Gemara. And that is, L'chayra, how our Taisvus, we didn't learn Taisvus yet, that is how Taisvus also learned Pshat in the Gemara. Now let us see Taisvis. Zuk Taisvis, Hosam de Leitovsi Tovayu. The Gemara says, this is the teretz of the Gemara. Over there, Leitovsi Tovayu. There is a complete muzik. Keim ha'echot. One is Taisvis. The Baal HaShir is a muzik. So memeles of the bala share is a muzik, then you say, Hamoitzi mechaveri olav araye, and he doesn't have to swear. But if here, since both are holding the otalis and they're fighting over it, so it's not so clear cut. There's no klare muzik over here. So you have to be mevara with the shvu. That's how Taisvus learned. Va'af al gav, da'filu ba'imedes ba'agam isul rabonam, Hamaitzi mechaveroi olav oraye. Mikomoki mikriyechotofis machmas cheskas morikame. Now, I have to elaborate a little to understand Taisvus asked Akasha and Taisvus said Ateret, and we have to understand what Taisvus said. The Gemara said, when do the Chachamim hold Hamaitzi mechaveroi olav oraye? One person is a muzik. A person is a muzik. Sher shenogach hasapore. He's a muzik. So memele. So then the din is, you want to take away from, you have to bring a rai. He doesn't have to swear. He doesn't have to do anything. He keeps it. Finish. Shamaitz mechaber olav arai. That's why you don't have to swear, because it's a clear, he's a clear cut muzik. To take away from a muzik, you have to bring a rai. There's a gemara in Hashoyel, in Let's tell over what the Gemara says in the problem of Taisvus, in the Teretz of Taisvus, and the Chiddush of Taisvus. There's a Gemara in Hashoyel that relates such an incident. There was Reuben owned a Chamor, Shimon owned a Porah, and they decided, and this Porah was Muberes, and they decided to make an exchange, that Shimon is going to purchase Reuben's Chamor. Reuven is going to purchase Shimon's Porer, Shalom al Yisrael. Fine. Shimon makes a Meshicha on Reuven's Chamor. So the minute Shimon makes a Meshicha on Reuven's Chamor, the exchange is out. So let us say, for practical purposes, the Meshicha that Shimon made on Reuven's Chamor was 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So we know 12 o'clock in the afternoon, Reuven's Chamor belongs to Shimon, Shimon's Porah belongs to Reuven. Finished. The exchange occurred 12 o'clock in the afternoon. We come 12:30 to look at the Porah, Mazel Tov, the Porah had a blood. Porah had a blood. Now we have a problem. When was this blood born? Was this blood born after 12? Then the Vlad belongs to Reuven, because after 12, so the Porah automatically belongs to Reuven, so the Vlad belongs to Reuven. If the Vlad was born before 12, so then the Vlad belongs to Shimon, because it was his Porah. We don't know. What's the din? So what do you do with the Vlad? I don't know when the Vlad was born. Was it born 5 to 12, 5 after 12. I haven't the faintest idea, and I don't know. So, now we hear the Amachloikis, Sumchis and Darabon. Sumchis says, no, I don't know, Chilkin. That's a very good. Sumchis says Chilkin. The Chachamim say, Hamoitze mechaveire ola baraye. Fine. Now, Hamoitze mechaveire ola baraye is very good like this. If the flood is in the stall of Shimon, that means that the flood was born in the stall of Shimon. So Mamela, Shimon is a murzik in the flood. Now you say, if the flood is in the stall of Shimon, so now Shimon is a murzik in the flood, that's for sure. I don't know when it was born. It could be born 5 to 12, so it belongs to Shimon. If it belongs 5 after, it was born 5 to 12, it belongs to Reuben. But Shimon is a murzik in the blood. It was born in his stall. So Mamela. So Chachamim say, Hamoitzi mechaveire ola baraye. The blood is by Shimon. You say it belongs to you. Prove it. You don't prove it. Fine. So Taisvis, but there's a big problem. The Gemara says over there, that afilu the blood is kaimi ba'agam. That means the blood is in no one's rishus. It's in a hefkedek rishus. Also Shimon gets it. Now we have to start scratching our heads. Why does Shimon get it? Hamoitzi mechaveire olav haraye. Now our Gemara said, the whole svare of the Chachamim is, because if one is a tofes, one is a tofes, so you want to take away from a murzik, that's what our Gemara says. The no one is a real tofes, so there you need a shvur. But if one is a tofes, then you say meitzim v'olabarai. Why is Shimon a tofes? Why is Shimon a bigger yichis over Reuben? The vlad is in the agam, in hefker. So Taisva says, well, Shimon had a morikama on the vlad. That means that till 12 o'clock, or till 12 o'clock, the vlad zicha belonged to Shimon because he was the bailam on it. The shaila is: did his bailus change? Does the vlad become Reuven's, or didn't it become Reuven? There's a cheskes morikama. Now let us think for 2 minutes, what is the lumdus of a cheskes morikame? There are two mahalchim in the gedoyle achroinim, what is a cheskes morikame? Others learn shat, a cheskes morikame means it's like cheskes nega. That means just like by a nega, I know it was a certain size till now. Did it change or didn't it change? So I say, you say, mistame, status quo, it didn't change. That's how others learn shot. If you learn cheskas morikam is like a cheskas nega, so there, Shimon wins not because he's a tofis. He's not a tofis. It's not in his rishus. May have a birur of chazoke. So I see that the chachamim say, hamoitzi mechaveirei, afilu there's no tofis. I say, Moitzim Mechaber, there's no tofis. So Tosis has a problem. So that's not like our Gemara. Our Gemara said that the whole din of Moitzim Mechaber Ovarai was only by a tofis. Hosom dloi tofis tavayu ki im ha'echot. One is a tofis. When one is a tofis, you say, Moitzim Mechaber Ovarai. Tosis had a problem from that Gemara. Our Gemara said the whole svar of the Chachamim is when one is a tofis, when one is a muchzik, you want to take away from him, then there's a loch of a meitzim mechaveir ol varay. Frek toisves, v'af al gav, tafilu, b'medes, b'agam, islu rabonon, ha meitzim mechaveir ol varay. And there, no one is a tofis, and you still say, "Amaytzim mechaber olavarai." Mikol mokim mikri ha'echot tofis machmas cheskes morikame. So Tosfos says cheskes morikame is also called a tofis. How does that work? That means since it was in my rishus till now, I'm clearing a shaila, did it get out from my rishus, or didn't get out of my rishus? So it's still considered in my rishus, that is a din Musik. Toisve says that Cheskas Morikame is a din Musik. So Toisve had a problem from our Gemara and the Gemara in Ashoil. Because there it says that Cheskas Morikame also works. And Toisve says, no, Cheskas Morikame is not a Cheskas Nega, it's Mevarel. No, it has a din Musik, it has a din Tofis. Mikomoki Mikri Ya'echa Tofis, Machmas Cheskas Morikam. The is the goris Hosom the Chad Minayu. And I'd like to mention for 2 minutes Pshat in these two sheetas of these two Terutzim of Toisves. Rab Ruben is Mavaya that the first Teretz of Toisves held that the Shvu'e, what the Chazal were misaken by all these Shvu'es, is a Shvu'es Hanoitlem. That means I have to swear in order to take. Tovsi Tovayu, so each one is holding it. I'm mourning from the other one. I have to swear. So it's a Shvu'es Hanoitlem. When one is Tovis, so then it's not a Shvu'es Hanoitlem, then you don't have to swear. That's how Toisves learned Pshat in the Gemara. So Toisves, that Pshat in the Gemara is Teretz. Tavayu Tofsi, I'm not holding it completely. Yen is also holding it. So I have to swear to take away from him. So Toisves had a problem, but in the case of Sumchis, I'm not taking away from anyone. I'm a Tofis. So Toisves asked Akashe, if it's Kaimi Ba'agam, it's not by me also. So Toisves says, no. Cheskas Morikame is a din Tofus. That's not called I'm a Noitel, I'm not taking. It's called I'm Maxing. That is the first Teretz of Toisves. Toisves in the second Teretz says as follows. That when one person is a murzik, so then it's vadai his, then you don't need a shvu'e. But the din of chilkin is pshat, is there's a sofik, then you need a shvu'e to be mabara. So the Gemara is saying as follows. The Gemara is saying that by Shnaim Oichsim the Tavayu Tofsi. So it's a Sofik who it belongs to. So Mamele, then you have to swear. By the case of Amachle Pore Bachamoyer, I don't have a Sofik. I know that it Sicha belongs to one of them. Could be out the Biru of Cheskas Morikame. That is the Chilek. Out the Biru of the Osam the Chad Minayu. If I know who it belongs to, then you don't need a shvuah. If I don't know who it belongs to, then you do need a shvuah. Uma hosom. We learned last week the next taisvist that our tais learned shvat and dror the mamoina. Uma hosom the ika dror the mamoina, the ika lemeima kula dema. Taisvist learns Dror de Moina does not mean chesorin moment. Taisvus was not geiris, Dror de Moima lemar, but Dror de Moima lemar, like Rashi was geiris. Taisvus learned Dror de Moina means there's a suffix without their tainus. So the Gemara says, Uma hosom de ika Dror de Moina, even though there's a Dror de Moina. But even though there's a suffix, but the zicher, it belongs to one of them, even though there's a dror de mamoina. But it zicher belongs to one of them, so I should zicher have to swear. Loi porech ele isumches tzvirlei kerabonon de benanis. The Gemara's kash is only if sumches holds like the rabbonon de benanis, who holds you swear even though there's a vade shvuishol. If there's a svara to say that it's either Reuven or Shimon, it's palgi beloy shvuah, mishum deike bavadei shvuah shol. The Gemara svara that ikalamei mekula demar you should have to swear is only according to the rabbanon the benanis. Uma hosam de ikal drora de mamayne. The Gemara says over here that even though there's a drora de mamayne, even though I have a suffik lefaneinu, but since it's either kula demar or kula demar neither shvuah. Beperik cheskas abatim gabi arve. The Gemara in Cheskas Abatim is speaking about there was a ship. And Reuven said, the ship is mine. And Shimon said, the ship is mine. The Omar Rav Nachman called the Olim Gova. So Rav Nachman said, the Bezen is a Chmesalik from the Holden Torah. Whoever is Olim, whoever is stronger, he'll get the ship. Porir, so the Gemara asks, Akashim, me amachlev Porir b'chamor, v'yachloiku. Here, by the ship, you say, Bezen doesn't know who it belongs to. Bezen is a Chmesali. Machle Porer b'chamor, Bezen also doesn't know who it belongs to. And be the Bezen paskens yachloik. Umeshali. So the Gemara answers as follows. Hosom ike droge de mamoine. There's a suffix without their dinus. Bezen is a tzad. It's the Vlad belongs to Reuven. Bezen is a tzad. The Vlad belongs to Shimon. So therefore, Bezen says, Yachlaikum. Masha Enkein, by Arbe, Bezen is no stodim whatsoever. Reuven says it belongs to him. Shimon says it belongs to him. Then Bezen doesn't know what the truth is. So Bezen is a chmesalim. So for Ektoises, why doesn't the Gemara ask the same kasha that the Gemara asks here? You tell me a nice svar of Dror de Mamayne, but by the ship, could be it belongs to both of them. And here it Sikha doesn't belong to both of them. That's our Gemara's kasha over here. And the Gemara in Baba Basra does not ask this kasha. Leipori chama hosam dike Dror de Mamayne, even though there's a Dror de Mamayne. Vikala mei mekula de Mar, but there it Sikha belongs to one. Yach loiku. Gabi Arbe, Dika Lameima to Tavayu, there could be belongs to both. The Ein Chilkim, Elakol Dolim Gova, Kedapori Choche. So Taisvi says, it matters what you're talking about. Haina Mishu, the Leinyin Chalukim, if I'm saying a Svara, when Bezen divides it, and when Bezen doesn't divide it, Svaras Drora de Mamoine Hitoyle, then there's a Muradika Svara. I have a tzad, it's Reuven's. I have a tzad, it's Shimon's. I know it's either one of them, but I think I have two tzadim. And since it's me'acher she'sofik gomeru beloita noisem, but it's a sofik, Bezen sees both tzadim asofik, is din she'yach loikul. So Bezen has to try to do the best, and I'll kaponim let each one have at least half. Avol Arbom, up by a ship. Avol gab the efshe de tavayu. Could be belongs to both of them. But kim in the leket ror de main, I don't see any tzad that it should belong to Reuven. I don't see any tzad that should belong to Shimon. Now Reuven says it belongs to me, and Shimon says it belongs to me, and it could be belongs to both. Could be belongs to both of them. Bein oichzim. Avedinik Odolim Gova. So there, since Bezdin does not see any legitimate right to Reuven besides what Reuven is dining, and any legitimate right to Shimon besides what Shimon is dining, so Bezdin doesn't know who's telling the truth, who's not telling the truth, so Bezdin is a Chmesalik. So there the Gemara is Moiridik good. By a Drore de Mamoine, if I see two Tzodim, even though it's not the Emes of Psaak, I make Chalukah, because Al Kaponim, let me give each Tzad at least half. But by Arba, I don't see any Tzad, so I'm Mesalik. Avalin Yeshvue, Ein Moil Svoris Drore de Mamoine, Lachlik Bloi Shvue. But by Shvue, the Gemara is saying, Tak, I see two Tzodim. But if you could be mevara with a shvur, why shouldn't you swear? Achei shu bevadai shalechot, since it zicha belongs to one, svaru sheyach loiko beshvur, ulai yoide echad mehem, it's zicha svore to be matal a shvur, because I can accomplish, maybe one will be moide.